Oh, I'm a rambling man, and I've made a lot of podcasts all over the feeds. yeah, this is Magic, M-A-J-I-C, at AboveTopSecret.com, coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network, and replying to the Skeptic Overlord himself on Skeptic Overview 17, the podcast contest finalists. Okay, so I broke the feed. Sorry. Who would have thought the circle R? Hey, you know, you can like strip those things out with a regular expression, you know, but I'm not gonna look over the overlord's shoulder on that. But I gotta say, if anyone is likely to break something on the podcasts, it's gonna be me. You know, maybe we could think of me as like the Thomas Crown of podcast feeds. Ooh, I am so banned. Oh, well, while I'm at it, some skeptics should use the explicit tag a bit more often. But let's get on to this whole business of racism here. You know, I look at racism, you know, as something that seems to be inherent to human nature, this whole us-them business and all that. What I think is intriguing is what you bring up with regards to racism as a political tool and as something that can be used to reinforce these artificial divides that the powers that be, also known as them, want to encourage to, you know, the whole divide and conquer strategy, which does seem to be quite the popular strategy in politics, and not just these days, but in general. So, you know, we'll get on to that, I guess. But this whole business of being too nice, it's like, hey, I can be mean. You just watch. I can be real mean. I mean, look at some of my posts. Boy, I get snippy. I just get snippy. Oh, you know, some of these posts, you can just see I got my hands on my hips and I'm just frowning when I'm posting like that. So, yeah, I can be mean. Yeah. But, you know, the flip side of all this, and I think one of the things that you might be responding to here is, and what I think a lot of my fellow podcasters are pointing out, is there any advantage to using a strategy of hatred versus hatred? And I used to think in those terms, but it's sort of like Springer's signature. It's like, yeah, if you try and take people on in the domain of hatred, they'll drag you down to their level and beat you with experience. And I don't think that's the right way to approach it, personally. But hey, you know, opinions may vary, and I don't hate people who disagree with me on that. And I also want to point out that indulging in hatred, including hatred of chosen hate groups, itself, I think, plays into the strategy of polarization. When someone wants to get you mad, when someone wants you to hate something, it's because they don't want you to think about it. They don't want you to think, they want you to act. And that is a tool of control. So I advise caution. When you feel that ire, your hackles raising, that might be a sign that you're being played. Also, this notion of liberal racists being rare, that is not, that does not jibe with my experience. I think it's important to bear in mind what racism is and what racists do. There are a lot of liberals who promote racial hatred and racial polarization. I'm not going to name names, but I suggest watching for liberals who, quote unquote, play the race card. Because that's racism. It's racial demagoguery, and that's nothing more than the use of racial bigotry as a political tool. And you know what? It's nothing new, and it's very common, and it's not limited to one group, either a political group or racial group. It is a very common thing, and you'll find it everywhere. Cultivating hatred is nothing new. Members of every race and culture indulge in bigotry, and this is fanned by politicians of all stripes. So my suggestion is keep an eye open for that and bear in mind that racism takes many forms. It's not just some Aryan Nations guy waving a swastika around. There are plenty of racism to be found all around. Just saying. It says that Mulberry, by the way, hi Mulberry, it's good to hear from you again. this whole business of the gang wars versus race wars in Sydney's, I'm not so sure it really makes a big difference. We see the same kind of stuff here in the United States, and it can be thought of, you know, we have riots in this country too. what I see here is opportunism, and bigots take advantage of situations like this, just like any other people trying to push agendas. And there's plenty of people jumping on this and trying to promote political agendas as a result of what's going on in Sydney. Yes, yabos can be bigots too. By the way, I recommend checking out the ATS thread on this, which is called Racist Mob Violence in Sydney, and it's thread number 1886072. No, that can't be right. So I must have it. Sorry, got the wrong thread number on that. It's the one called Racist Mob Violence in Sydney. It's very educational in unintended ways. And I think that a lot of the what I'm learning from that thread is not information that a lot of my fellow members posting to it may have intended for me to know. It's rather revealing. Hey, Mulberry, look, I got friends too. So, see, I'm not just some loser, right? Oh, just a second. Okay, there we go. That should suppress it. Whoop. Dang it. Just a second. Mom, I'm doing a podcast. I can't talk right now. Yes, Mom. I will. Yes, I love you too. Bye. Where was I? Oh, yes. Even grand imperial dragons have potential. Never give up hope. Yes, that's what I was going to say. But here's the thing on this whole business of polarization and racist politics. My advice is to follow the hatred. And that's about all the rambling I got to do for now. So until next time, remember, hatred begets hatred. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, hatred begets hatred. Yeah. So this is Mean Magic signing off from UFOTopSecret.com, member podcast network, because I am so mean. Oh, yeah. Fear me. Until next time, take care, friends.